go. We are here with Maurice Smith. You are president and CEO of the Local Government Federal Credit Union and CUNA board member. Welcome.
All right, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for taking, I'm sure your schedule is crazy, so thank you for taking time out. And what are you, just to start out, what are you hearing at the show? What's the buzz that you're hearing so far?
I'm hearing all kinds of excitement about what's going on with CUNA, Credit Union National Association, mm-hmm. and credit unions in general. See, the watchwords seem to be innovation and disruption. So that's certainly on our minds these days.
Disruption is like the 2016 buzzword these years. who's going to disrupt whom? So anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have to stay on top of the latest trends, what our members' needs are. So the economy is changing, mm-hmm. our membership's changing, our community's changing. Mm-hmm. How dare we as credit unions think that we should not change?
No doubt, exactly.
Yes.
And it seems like it's changing by the minute, especially when you're talking technology, payments, all that type of stuff. I mean, it's like, how do credit unions keep up?
Absolutely. This is my 37th year in credit union mm-hmm. business. I started when I was 2 years old, well, not quite. And I've seen all kinds of changes, but it seems like it's ramping up at a faster pace. Mm-hmm. So it used to be that we expected, you know, some major innovation every so many yeah. years. Now we measure those in days.
Exactly, exactly. Great point. And speaking of innovations, let's talk about MAPS. It's Member Activation Program. What is it for those who haven't heard of it yet?
So it is the credit union's way to get engaged and how to get the message out about their credit unions, mm-hmm. particularly to the public policy makers. So we often talk about why is it that Congress not understand what credit unions are all about?
Yeah.
How about our state legislatures? How about our local policy makers? Mm-hmm. So MAP is a way for credit union leaders, their board, their executive team, their members mm-hmm. to get involved in spreading the credit union story mm-hmm. to the people who make decisions that sort of help control our fate.
What's the message that we give them? What do we tell them?
First of all, we want them to understand the credit union difference. Mm-hmm. They need to understand that the credit unions are different from profit-making financial institutions. Mm-hmm. So we want to get that message across to everybody who has some influence with us. Secondly, we want them to understand the issues that are important to us as credit unions. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that we would like to see done to help enhance our ability to serve our members and our communities. And we want to get that message across in a coherent, strategic, an effective way.
And consistent, too.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, because when we're talking our representatives, we're talking they're busy, they're being pulled in 500 different directions, so to keep that message consistent in front of them is mightily important.
And engaging credit union people, the staff, the volunteers, and in particular the members mm-hmm. in this storytelling mm-hmm. is awfully important. You see, I work for a credit union. You expect me to say nice things about my credit union sure. and the movement. It's all true. I believe it. But you expect me to say something about, like
yeah.
that. But think about our members, who are just the folks who use our services. They're not very sophisticated on the details. Mm-hmm. They don't understand all the regulations, mm-hmm. but by golly, they understand. They can tell the story about how it has affected their lives,
yeah.
how they sent children to college, they built homes, they are living a better life because of the influence in their lives of the credit unions.
I agree. Wow. Can you run for office or something? That was a really great message.
I'm not qualified to run for office. I'm hope I'm qualified to run a credit union.
Okay, I think you are.
No,
I think you just proved it right there. Yeah, it just seems like just a consistent message out there and getting it out there all the time and a strong one. So top yes. of mind is really key with this type of stuff.
Absolutely. You know, we understand our legislators and our public policy makers have a lot of things on their mind. They're not thinking about credit unions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of the government that we have is that our citizens can come and seek redress from our government. They have an opportunity to go to our government and say, here's what's on our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We elected you. You represent us.
Right.
And you should have our best interests in mind. Our ability is to, you know, for us to do this, is to be able to go to our legislators and say, here's what's going on with the credit unions, the community, our membership.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they would appreciate that message.
I think so, too, because they want to know.
Exactly.
They want to know.
That's right.
All right. Let's wrap up, because I know you're a busy, busy guy. What do you want to learn here? Obviously, you're giving back and you're taking all this stuff in. What do you want to learn here that you can take back to your credit union or even use as a CUNA board member to give back to the industry? What's your mission?
I want to learn the best practices from my fellow credit union folks. And it isn't because, you know, we just want to do better for our membership. The great value in having networking opportunities like this and a conference like this is I get jazzed up. And I get to go back to my credit unions and my members and say, somebody here in this state has figured out a better way of doing this. Let's copy that model.
Yeah.
Or someone else over here has figured out a solution to an issue that we've been working on for some time. but somebody else has the secret sauce to it. Mm-hmm. The marvelous thing about the credit union movement is that this cooperation among the cooperatives, that is something that's very special to us that you don't find everywhere. And this is an opportunity to get that cooperation jazzed up.
Yeah, I know. Is there another industry on this planet Earth that shares like we do? I don't know if there is one. And if so, where are they, you know?
You know, I mentioned I've been in this business for 3.5 decades. I can't think of anything else in life that I'd rather be doing than this.
Awesome.